You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello and welcome to Inside Out. Thank you for joining me today. And if you're new, especially thank you for joining me. And I would encourage you to maybe peruse some previous episodes by topic. And the goal is every time to encourage you in just, 10, 12 minutes of how to live from the inside out. And currently we're on a majorly important subject for all of us, and it is prayer. And so let's dive back in. I do encourage you to go back in the previous episodes because these are short enough that if I review everything, then we're never going to make any forward progress. But I will say this. I'm trying to help you to build confidence and consistency in your prayer life so that you could have a powerful and productive prayer life. This statement, again, it's not prayer that you need. It's God that you need, and prayer connects you with God. We're invited into this relationship with God, and relationship implies, and it requires that there is communication, and we are invited into that communication with God through prayer. Now, confidence comes from simplicity, and whenever you master a task or make improvement in a task, it becomes more and more simple. That's the ratio that changes. And the more you master it, the more simple it becomes and the greater your confidence is. And that happens in prayer as well. And so as we keep it simple, that's going to help us with this. Now, listen, prayer is supernatural and it has deep theological underpinnings. It involves principles and participants that are beyond our comprehension. I mean, you've got people involved. You've got the Godhead, the three in one, almighty, blessed, holy Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. You've got angels involved. You've got all kinds of things involved that is beyond our comprehension. But get this, but for our part, the part we play, it's not complex. And so God has laid it out very clear in Scripture, and I want to hit on just some of these simple aspects of prayer to make it simple so we can have greater confidence in prayer. So first off, pray to the Father. Pray to the Father. And here's a couple of scriptures, John 16:23. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Matthew 6:5-6, and when you pray, you should not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the street, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward right then and there. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to the Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And then Jesus, in the prayer template that he gave in Matthew 6:9, Lord's Prayer, he said, in this manner, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. So our Father is who we go to. He already knows what you need. He already has all the power and resources to meet those needs, but he wants us to come to him. So first of all, pray to the Father. Secondly, pray in Jesus' name. Pray in Jesus' name. Jesus has been given the name that is above every name. His name is far above all rule and authority and power and dominion. All power is in his name, in the name of Jesus. And we, you and I as believers, have been given the right, the power of attorney, so to speak, to use his name and to use his name in prayer. In John 16:23, most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father, that was the first thing, ask the Father in my name, he will give you. In John 14:13-14, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So say and use the name of Jesus. Don't pray this way. I hear some people pray this way, and you know, I'm not going to go around being the prayer cop and correcting people, but don't in your prayer, and I pray all this for Jesus' sake, or I pray in your holy Son's name. Listen, the power is in the name, not in a reference to his name or a description of his name. Just say the power is in his name. Just say and use the name of Jesus. So as you're praying, and numerous times during prayer, and then always cap off the prayer, and I pray all of this in the name of Jesus. And that, you know, that's the power. The power is vested in Jesus' name. Pray to the Father. Pray in the name of Jesus. Thirdly, pray in line with God's word. excuse me. His will and his promises are found in his word. Otherwise, it is just presumption. So if I just pray, you know, just what I desire, well, you can do that, but you want to make sure that it's in line with God's word, because that's going to give you the confidence that we're talking about. So, sorry about the little cough there. Pray in line with God's word, because God's word is his will and his promises. And if I pray other than that, it's presumption, because I don't know if it's in line with his will or not. Why would I ask him something that's not in line with his will and his promises? Now, here's a principle that is very important for us. For every problem, there is a promise. So either specifically or by category, we can find in God's word a promise for any and every problem. So the word of God is kind of like a catalog, and I'm able to search the word of God, and you can Google promises even. And I need a Bible promise for, you know, sickness or unforgiveness or fear or whatever it would be, and you can find those promises. Or get into a concordance or a promise book, or there are numerous ways to do it. But for every problem, there is a promise in God's word. And the promises, once you have the promises, that's gonna build your faith, because it's coming from God's word, and it's going to build your confidence, because you know it's in line with God's word. Now watch this. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15 in the Amplified Bible. It says, this is the remarkable degree of confidence which we as believers are entitled to have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, that is consistent with his plan and purpose, he hears us. I want to back up on that. This is the remarkable degree of confidence which we as believers are entitled to have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, that is consistent with his plan and purpose, he hears us. And if we know for a fact, as indeed we do, that he hears and listens to us in whatever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted to us the request which we have asked from him. So pray in line with his will. His will is his word. There it is. And pray in line with his will and his word, and you're going to have confidence. And that's going to set you up to know that the requests, the things you've asked, you can have settled and absolute knowledge that those requests are going to be granted to you. So let's just take a little quiz here before we finish today. So based on prayer, God's will, God's word, just think about this with me. Can I pray for peace? Well, yes, absolutely. And right away, my mind draws back promises on peace. Can I pray for God to help me? Yes, of course. Can I ask for healing? Yes. Can I ask for provision, for God to meet a need materially? Yes. Can I ask him for guidance? Absolutely. Can I ask for forgiveness? Of course, and do. Can I ask for cigarette money? Can I ask for a clean getaway from my bank robbery I'm planning? And, you know, and it's stark contrast here. You just have a peace knowing I can, of course I can ask him for peace and guidance and forgiveness and help. I have total confidence to ask for that because I know that's in his word. I know those promises. Can I ask him for the other things, you know, cigarette money or help me get away with a crime? No, there's nowhere that that's in his word. And certainly that is not his will. So confidence comes from simplicity. So here's just a couple things real quick. Pray to the Father. Pray in Jesus' name. And pray in line with God's word. That's going to simplify prayer. And it's going to elevate. I mean, it's going to accelerate your confidence in prayer. Prayer works. And God has invited you into prayer. So whatever you're dealing with today, whatever you're feeling, you're thinking about, you're worried about, people around you are going through, pray about it, okay? But pray to the Father, pray in Jesus' name, and find the promises corresponding with that need, and watch what God will do. Well, thank you for joining me today again for Inside Out. I pray you have a great day, a great week, and we'll see you next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.